You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, it's time for a trending report. Did you guys have the basketball game turned on in your house last night?
Sure did. We watched quite a bit of it, and then Nick Nack and Reed Areno stayed up and finished it.
Yeah. Well, the Nuggets raced out to a huge lead against the LA Lakers last night at Bull Arena.
They looked real good.
Well, then they had to withstand a furious Lakers rally in the second half, but the Nuggets did hold on to win game one of that playoff series. Now, game two, Jeremy, will be at Ball Arena tomorrow night.
Hey, I was mostly distracted because I had numerous friends that were at the game last night, kind of sitting behind the Nuggets bench. So, you know, my wife and Reed are watching the game, and I'm like, oh, there's so-and-so. Oh, there they are. Oh, there they are.
Cute.
Sending them, you know, pictures of the TV. I see you.
How'd they get such good seats?
I don't know, man. They got a lot of money.
Are these friends of yours that are like multimillionaires?
No, no, different people.
Oh, different people,
different,
not as rich.
Different multimillionaires.
There's a new feature coming out on Apple for your phone. It's called Personal Voice. What it will do is it'll allow your phone, after only about 15 minutes of training, to be able to replicate your voice. Now, there's already AI that is doing this. There are some people in the author community that I belong to who are training AI to their own voice so that they can plug in one of their books and the AI will spit out an audiobook for them. Now it's coming to a phone near you. And once again, Jerry, you got people who are excited about this because Apple says it's meant to help people with disabilities. I
sure.
Like it.
Yeah.
Then there's other people who are like, you know,
screw this,
screaming and, you know, raising the alarm, you know, scammers will get hold of this or people will use it for pranks or family members will mess with you.
Think about it. If somebody hacks in your phone and then they have access to your voice, your phone has learned your voice and then it just starts calling everybody in your contact list. They'll call your boss and tell them, you know, all sorts of nasty things.
I'm not sure why someone would do that unless it's a prank. I can't see scammers going to all that trouble to try to call your boss.
I can see it being used in some sort of crime or something where they use your voice to leave a voicemail to put you at the scene of something or a time of something. I can see some bad implications for this.
Well, maybe. But, you know, with every single invention we've got, people have raised alarms about all the horrible things that it could do. And somehow
then,
we
then
make
it usually happens.
Yeah, but we make it through.
We make it through, though.
There is more AI news. Somebody's been feeding into artificial intelligence the idea of what the perfect human body should look like. The problem is people have been training the, you know, look, this is a garbage in, garbage out kind of thing. And so what people were training the AI with was social media. And as we all know, social media is really big on making people look, you know, in the best light possible.
It's the best of the best.
Yeah, like this is my gym photo, and this is, you know, when I've got, you know,
this
full
makeup on.
This
is my modeling photo, and
and this has got a filter on and stuff like that. Anyway, there's another organization that's out. They work with people with eating disorders, and they said this is terrible because what AI is spitting out to people is the perfect human body that is so unreasonable. It's almost like the Barbie version of something, you know?
It's all six-pack abs and, you know, tight pants and big boobs. And it's, it totally is. I saw some of the AI pictures.
Yeah. And
it's fake.
It's not realistic.
No.
And they say this is going to cause even more people to have body issues and eating disorders. And I don't disagree.
That's horrible.
Anyway, so that's going on. Just do your own body and just try to be as healthy as you can. How about that?
There you go.
Speaking of healthy, let's talk tacos. Mm. There's a little taco battle that's about to hit the courts because poor little Taco John's, that franchise, they have fewer than 400 outlets, okay? Taco John's. And then you got Taco Bell with thousands and thousands and thousands of outlets. But Taco John's, the smaller competitor, they actually own the trademark to the term Taco Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
And there are times that they try to enforce it. So now, Taco Bell, the big 800-pound gorilla, has filed a petition with the trademark office to try to get that trademark stripped away from Taco John's. And their argument is it's now common usage, and so not one company should be able to have the, you know, the exclusivity on that term.
Okay.
I gotta be pulling for the underdog here. If Taco John's was smart enough way back in the 1980s to file the trademark for that, then too bad if it's, you know, in common usage now. They still have the trademark.
They still have it. They get to keep it. I'm on their side.
I'm on Taco John's side on this one.
Me too.
Does Taco Bell need anything else to try to pummel their competition?
No. Everyone knows what Taco Bell is, who they are. They don't need this goofy saying. Come up with a different one.
Why don't they just do Taco Thursday?
Done. Trademark that.
Or do something else.
Do something with burritos. Friday. Do burrito something.
Something.
Yeah. Jeez, Taco Bell.
Anyway, by the way, the Taco John's does not own the trademark in New Jersey. That's the one state they don't, because one other restaurant filed for that back in 1982. They call themselves the birthplace of Taco Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
That's Gregory's Restaurant and Bar in New Jersey.
Okay, well.
Whatever. What else is trending?
Hey, if you thought the moths were bad this season that we were talking about yesterday, get ready. Brace yourself. A potential surge in mosquitoes is coming. Dun-dun-dun.
All the moisture, right?
Some analyst for the Denver Department of Public Health and Environment, those wackadoos, say that they are monitoring over 70 sites across the city each week for the presence of mosquito larvae. Is it larva or larvae? I've heard it pronounced both ways. Larva, I think.
Depends on if you're doing singular or plural. Let's put it this way. It's a lot of mosquito
babies. It's mosquito babies.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing some sort of process with a tool called the dipper, where they dip it in the water, and then they look for the larva of these mosquitoes. And they say we've got... they don't really know yet. I guess it's like they need another like week or two to fully know if all this moisture has affected how many mosquitoes are going to be popping, but... Get ready. They're coming. Get your off spray ready. I do love this story this morning about cleaning up messes and spring cleaning. It's probably top of mind for a lot of people right now. In a new spring cleaning poll, 49% of adults admit to just ignoring a mess and leaving it for somebody else. And
in my house,
they do
that's
it
known,
a lot.
In my house, that's known as the stepdaughter syndrome.
Oh, yeah. You just walk by and pretend it's not
she
there.
She pretends there is no mess anywhere at any time.
I have done this many, many times. You just say, I didn't see that. It's not there. That pile of clothes is fine.
Mm-hmm.
This poll said many people say that they do it often or always. They just walk past everything. And,
yes, we call these people husbands.
Husbands and kids, yeah. We do this thing in the house where we pile everything on the stairs that needs to go upstairs. You know, so it's like you grab something when you go up and then, you know, next time you
And everybody just walks by.
Everybody,
it.
Well, let's just say the kids. The kids walk by it every single time. I'm like, you're stepping over stuff to go upstairs. Grab something. Here's another survey out this morning. This one's kind of weird.
Let me just say one other quick thing about this. I've mentioned this before, but I'm going to mention it again because it ties in perfectly with the topic. To show you how ingrained that is in people, that they will not lift a finger to help, no matter what. I put a monetary incentive on it with my stepdaughter. Because she's older. She's college age. She's 21. She pays rent now, okay? She's learning responsibility, pays rent. And her rent is based on how much she helps.
Yeah.
And she still won't do anything.
She'd rather pay.
She would rather pay. It costs her a lot of money.
Man.
And I had a talk with her. I said, you know, you could be saving so much money. And she's like, I'd rather just pay.
A lot of people are like that, you know? A lot of various aspects of their life, you know?
Hey, you know what? It makes more rent money for me.
Yeah.
I'm a slumlord, man.
Right on. Good for you, man. Another survey out this morning. This one's kind of silly. A comprehensive survey out on men's bathroom habits spans something like 13 countries. I found the place where men are most likely to sit down during tinkle time. Mm-hmm. It's Germany. 40% of German men say that they sit every time. Don't it's required.
Women have this?
It's required in some bathrooms in Germany, I was reading.
Yeah, and no women, I mean, they're pushing for men to do this more often.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Coming in and seeing the foulness around the toilet.
If you sprinkle while you tinkle, be a sweetie and wipe the seedy. I will do it like in the middle of the night when I'm stumbling to the bathroom and I got to go. I'll plop down and just be like, ugh, and sit there and go.
You got no time to try to aim.
I will say that it has definitely ticked up in my house because I recently installed new slow close toilet lids on all the toilets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But after installing them, when you put both seats up, the second one just falls.
Same in my house.
As you're going, so you got to do that thing where you're like holding it up with your knee while standing there trying to go. And it's just easier to sit down because the stupid toilet seat slowly closes as I'm going. It's happening at your house too?
Yeah, but I just use one hand because I'm only using one hand, so the other hand is
free. Oh, I need two.
Are you telling me you need two? That's not what I heard. Dream on.
Yeah, I do. Well, do you drop your pants all the way down around your ankles?
No, do you need to do that?
Yeah, I do. What else is going on? ABC is coming out with a new...
We did have a guy at the... when we were in the old Denver Post building, there was a guy who worked down the hall in a different company but shared, you know, the bathroom there on that floor.
Mm-hmm.
And when you would walk in, there were two urinals, and he was that guy. He would walk in, and he'd be at one of the urinals, and his pants were all the way down to his ankles.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground.
Yes, it was the most jarring thing to see.
You see a butt crack standing there.
It's like,
do
you need to pull your pants all the way down to do that?
He was doing it on purpose. I think he liked
it
when people looked. ABC is coming out with a new dating series this fall called The Golden Bachelor. It's The Bachelor, but with senior citizens. So it's one old guy and then all these older women that show up and try to get with him for,
well,
you know,
why not?
2 to 3 years.
It's going
tops.
On in nursing homes and retirement centers anyway.
And I do have to tell you this story. My wife was telling me about it yesterday. Some of her girlfriends were sending text messages to her with this story. And I was like, this is not true. It's so stupid. But we found it hilarious. A 28-year-old dude down in Springfield, Colorado, which is way down south, was pulled over on suspicion of DUI last Saturday. At the last minute, he tried to switch places with his dog, who was in the passenger seat. The deputy actually witnessed the maneuver, I guess you could say, as he approached the vehicle. And the man was trying to get out of the ticket and the DUI by saying, hey, I'm not driving the car. I wasn't
the
driving.
The dog was driving.
The dog was driving the car.
Idiot.
The weird thing about this story is there was two sober people in the back seat. Why didn't he switch with one of them? At the time, he thought it would be a good idea to switch with the dog.
Well, maybe they couldn't climb over the seat. I don't know.
See the cops shining the flashlight in. The dog's like, you know, it wasn't me. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Probably one of the cutest things you're going to see all week when a little raccoon approaches a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru, and it looks like he's done this many times, and he sits up on his hind legs, and they hand him out a donut, and he grabs it, and he goes running off. And a couple in a car witnessed it, and they filmed it. And it's really cute. It's like a Disney movie. So check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Forbidden donut.
Yeah.